Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy 2014. I hope yours is going beautifully. Mine certainly is. I am psyched. The face of this show has changed. I don't know how many of you have noticed that, but health to me is becoming a very concise bundle of, well, passionate chores, we'll call them. A Christmas list for yourself. Really, the gift of health is a bunch of actions. And one of those actions that we're going to talk about over the next 60 minutes to prevent one of those diseases that some, well, 25 million Americans suffer from. That's type 2 diabetes. And one of those gifts you're going to give yourself to make sure it's not you and it is you in ways you don't understand yet. We can say 25 million people have type 2 diabetes, but if you really get into what that means, those numbers are quadrupled. A good 100 million Americans, if not a good 150 million Americans, are suffering from a form of diabetes that we don't call diabetes. It's called hyperglycemia. What's diabetes? What does it mean when your doctor says you're diabetic because your fasting blood glucose is too high, because your glycosylated hemoglobin is too high? That's that funny little thing on your blood tests, HGB-A1C, glycosylated hemoglobin. We're going to discuss that today. What does it mean when your doctor tells you you're diabetic type 2, or you've got a touch of it type 2, versus what is underneath that, what lurks underneath it? That because it lurks, because it's not identified, is infinitely more dangerous. And I'm going to call that insulin resistance. I'm going to call that hyperglycemia. You've got to know the difference. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, straighttalk.cc. This is about how your body cures you. If you can understand that, you can manipulate your body. If you can understand that, you can do the things you need to do. Get your sleep. Get your exercise. Stretch your body. Move your pHs. Clean your lymph. Clean your kidneys. Open your bile ducts. Balance the ecosystems in your gut. That's what health is. Allopathic medicine, outside of acute trauma, well, often they don't have a clue, and you know that. But my point to you is holistic medicine is missing the boat all too often, in my opinion. If you understand mechanisms, which means you have to dig deeper. So I'm going to give you this prayer, this mantra. If you have to dig deeper, and if you do dig deeper to understand mechanism, then you can understand how to use those wonderful herbs. Plants are there to be used. Herbs are there to be used. But really, the high end of this is to understand the mechanism and then appropriate the herb. That's the big picture. If you're new to the show, get on that website, straighttalk.cc. Follow the literature section. Pictures tell the story. I can do 10 shows in one with pictures. I've got lots of pictures today. All right, let's step on the gas. 25 million Americans, $200 billion. Let's talk about it. Picture number two. Take a look at picture number two. There we have it, a cell. All our cells make adenosine triphosphate, ATP, by taking glucose in. Everything's got to convert to glucose, and then it gets into the cell. You can't use amino acids You can't use fatty acids. Three things when you eat. Building blocks. Glucose, amino acids, fatty acids. Proteins, fats, and sugars, carbs. Easy. If you run out of sugar, your body converts the fat and the amino acid into glucose. Same thing. Whether you're converting it through gluconeogenesis in the liver to sugar, or that you're just eating the sugar or eating the carbs that break down to the sugar goes to the cell. Picture number two. What is the glucose? What does the sugar do when it gets to the cell? It knocks on the door. Hey, cell, let me in. There's a receptor site. There's a special door to glucose, but the door doesn't open because insulin has not binded yet. Insulin is another chemical. It's got to bind to what we call the GLUT, GLUT4 receptor in the membrane of the cell. And when your insulin binds to that cell membrane, the door down the street opens to glucose, and the glucose gets in. The glucose is basically utilized through the Krebs cycle and then through oxidative phosphorylation, and it produces its ATP, which is the currency of the cell. That ATP then is appropriated to what? Repair the cell or give the cell the energy to do what the cell needs to do. Heart cell, brain cell, eye cell, kidney cell, liver cell, pancreatic cell, bone cell, muscle cell. You got it. There it is. Obviously, you don't have to be a scientist to understand that. You even learned it somewhere in grammar school. It's simple. So you've got the basic formula. Now, the problem. No, I'm not going to tell you the problem yet. I just want you to take a peek at picture number seven, picture number eight. I want to talk about the pancreas. The pancreas is the organ that produces the insulin. If you check the next picture, picture number eight, the pancreas, which has two functions, one of which is to produce digestive enzymes. The pancreas produces protease, lipase, and amylase. What does that have to do with diabetes in this show? Nothing. Pancreas has another function in a different part of it. The pancreas produces insulin through a bunch of cells called beta cells. Beta cells. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta. The beta refers to where the carbon bonds are. But the point is, the pancreas has these cells producing the insulin. Type 2 diabetes is not really about a problem there. In type 2 diabetes, you're still producing the insulin. The problem is, after you produce the insulin, after that insulin goes to the membrane of the cell, it doesn't work. It knocks on the GLUT4 receptor. It knocks on the receptor site for the insulin, and the cell membrane doesn't let the insulin in. It doesn't recognize it. It's numb to it. It no longer has an affinity for it. Something else is competing for that insulin. Something else is competing for that receptor site. So what happens in type 2 diabetes, for reasons we're going to get into, is that the insulin, when it knocks on the membrane, which is necessary because the next step is the glucose comes in, it doesn't occur. So we say the cell has now become insulin resistant. Now that's a deep word. That's not just a superficial statement. Insulin resistance, because your blood sugar is running too high, is an evolution. And it's an evolution that starts when you're 10 years old, when you're 12 years old, when you're 14 years old. All of us are working our way towards insulin resistance. It's almost what it means to be American. Better yet, I should say, it's almost what it means to eat garbage food on the international scale as all countries industrialize, as they refuse to fertilize, as they GMO, as they take the nutrition out of food, as they turn good carbohydrates into bad carbohydrates, as we destroy the ecosystem, as all these things occur on a global scale, people eat effectively nothing but garbage sugar. And this accelerates the process, and this isn't news to you. What is news to you? I'll tell you what's news to you. Picture number three, picture number four, picture number five, picture number six. Those are four different books. And each of those books, whether you're talking about the Bible's cure for diabetes, or whether you're talking about the end of diabetes by Joel Fuhrman, or whether you're talking about the diabetes solution by Dr. Bernstein, or whether you're talking about any of the dozens of books written by medical doctors, you can cure your diabetes. Now, this is really got to sink in. You've got to give yourself a moment. You've got to give your friends a moment. You've got to give your relatives a moment to really sink down here and take a look at this. Because this is not controversial. It really isn't. Which leads us to question why we're not being generally told this. Why are we giving glucophage? Why are we on glucotrol? Why are we being put on the whole string of pharmaceutical drugs that only control your diabetes? It doesn't cure your diabetes. It manages your diabetes. Why have we turned this whole diabetic thing into a special social club of people who chat on internet about how they should appropriate their insulin? This is an act of insanity. Really, amidst all healthcare, amidst all the shows I've done, amidst all the diseases people get, I don't think anything better demonstrates insanity than what we've done with the public in relationship to how high blood sugar becomes type 2 diabetes and how to deal with it. First of all, you can cure it. Get the book. Add the book to the book to the book to the book to the book. And next time your doctor tells you you need to stay on glucotrol or glucophage for the rest of your life because you have diabetes. And once you have diabetes, you always have diabetes. There's nothing you can do. Just say, I understand, doctor, but could you tell me this? I'm a little curious. And out of your suitcase, try this. Pull 50 books, 50, with 50 different authors, with 50 different case studies. Find 15 different YouTube links. And look at your doctor and say, listen, I understand that you may not be able to give me clarity here. If I can't cure my diabetes, then why are these people writing these books? You got to do that. This seems self-evident. It's not self-evident. You really and truly think that in the end, some part of you really, really thinks that you've got the death sentence. I can't emphasize this enough. So if you've got type 2 diabetes, get to the literature. And if you don't understand something else, it's not diabetes you should be concerned with. It's living with high blood sugar. So let's understand something. For whatever your dietary choices are, during the day, you have a blood sugar. That's common knowledge. There's a reading there. Could you possibly... Let's first say this. That blood sugar should really stay in the realm of 75, 80, 85, 90. It should be clearly under 100. People can function wonderfully this way. Suppose you're 18 years old. Suppose your child is 18 years old. Suppose you're 30 years old, 40 years old. Suppose not the slightest concern do you have about diabetes. Your doctors have told you that your fasting blood glucose is stellar. Here's the point. Despite the fact that when you walk into a doctor's office and have your blood drawn, and they tell you that your fasting blood glucose is quite normal, it's 90, it's 95, you have no concern. If throughout the day you're eating junky carbs, if you're even eating complex carbohydrates and having not optimal responses.